Hello, hello, hello. This is Cortina Jackson, and you're listening to What's on Cortina Jackson's Mind. Oh, goodness, you all. I've been gone for a little while. I ended up contracting the dreaded coronavirus. I had it for about 2.5, almost 3 weeks, and I want to tell you a little bit about the journey because it was some journey. A lot of people seek a lot of information, kind of like I did. Wanted to know all the facts about corona because it seems to be going around pretty prevalent amongst everyone. And so, of course, people are researching. They're hitting Google, YouTube, anything they can find to kind of ward this thing off. But I tell you what, it is something you do not want to get. I already knew I didn't want it, but unfortunately, it kind of took over and had a mind of its own. Oh, probably about the second week in July, my parents came down to visit. They brought my sister and my brother. They were coming up to join me in a movie we were filming. And so my parents just decided to come down as well and kind of, you know, have a little family time since everyone was coming. The day before they came, my dad went to get tires put on the car. He mowed the lawn. He did a lot of work. And then they got on the road and they came to see me about 300 miles away. When they got here, my dad was sweating profusely and he was very weak and very tired. And he thought he had heat exhaustion. He had been in the sun the day before and just so much stress trying to get on the road and travel. So he felt horrible. The first day he got here, he didn't eat. He was just laying in bed the whole day. I really didn't visit with them much because me, my sister, and my brother were on set the next day. So we were pretty much on set the entire day. We didn't get home till late that night. But my dad was feeling worse. And he didn't have an appetite, nothing. He just decided that they would just go on back home the next day. My sister, brother, they decided, yeah, we'll just go back home as well. And they went home. We all parted ways. My dad didn't get better. Once he got home, probably 2 days after that, they called. They were rushing him to the hospital. He had coronavirus. He tested positive. He couldn't breathe. My dad already had underlying conditions. He's an older man suffering from cancer. And well, actually, he had recovered from cancer. He's in remission and everything was fine there. But I knew he had those underlying conditions. And so we were in fear. My dad's a pastor. I have come from a very religious praying family. So, of course, we prayed and we prayed. And my dad, they ended up giving him some antibiotics and they started him on plasma, I believe. And within 2 days, my dad started making a recovery. So much so that he got out of bed on the third day and started trying to walk around the bed. The nurses, the staff came in. They were like, "Sir, what are you doing?" And he was walking around his hospital bed saying, "Well, I just thought I'd get up and get a little exercise so I could get some more air in my lungs." And they were astonished because they didn't think it would work. I mean, they've tried this treatment on other patients who got a lot worse, who had to be ventilated. And my dad, he started recovering. But then my mom was at home and she got it. And then my sister, she lives in the home as well. She got it. About the third day after all of this was happening, I'm stressed out. Don't know what's going on. I began to have a slight headache. Nothing major. I just had a headache and I was very tired. I thought from acting and, you know, just kind of you know, the weekend was very stressful, learning lines, of course, and traveling to the location. It was just a lot going on that weekend, so I just figured my body was tired. But I had a photo shoot that day, and I could not stop sweating. And I never sweat, not like this. It was pouring down. Granted, we were in the sun. We were taking some outdoor photos, but I just felt weak and very tired. I had a headache. We got through the photo shoot with a lot of wiping away of sweat. And that evening, I came home and I made a video. I've been wanting to make that video to encourage others, you know, let them know you can make it, you know, just my normal motivational speech that I have been wanting to put out. The entire time, I had to do take after take after take. I was sweating. I could barely get the words out, and I was getting weaker and weaker. Oh, it took me 10 takes. By the 10th take, I got it right. But I think you can tell in the video how sick I was because I am sweating in that video. And even though I sound wonderful and encouraging, my body was shutting down. When I finally got through with that take, I peeled off all my clothes and I went to bed. And that's pretty much how I ended up for that time forward. So let me tell you a little bit about those symptoms that I had, because I noticed they are different for everyone. Of course, as I said, I was sweating. I was very weak the first day. By the time the second day came, my body was in pain. It felt like I had been bruised all over, every part of my body, especially my back, my upper back, my lower back. Felt bruisey, just horrible. I got some Epsom salt. I took Epsom salt baths, really hot baths to try to soothe the pain. Nothing was working. I took Tylenol along with aspirin. I would mix Tylenol with Advil. I would mix Advil with Aleve. I would mix aspirin. Every regimen you can think of, I took it. Now, just a little background, I'm a pretty healthy person. Before all of this happened, I walked 3 miles a day because, of course, I'm preparing for my movie role. So I would walk 3 miles a day. I take a multivitamin that has 365 vitamins, minerals, and superfoods in it. I take that daily. I was already taking 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C, calcium, and I was taking oil of oregano. I was already taking this stuff just to make sure my immune system was pretty high. Wearing my mask when I would go out. I was very careful because I didn't want this stuff. I'm trying to do these movies. I do speaking engagements. I did not need to be sick because I had a lot to do. So I already had a pretty healthy regimen. And I already had my bottle ready of colloidal silver because I hear colloidal silver is an antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. So I was already prepared. So when I started getting sick, I started taking colloidal silver. I upped everything. I was taking all these vitamins. I went and got zinc. I went and bought Manuka honey. Manuka honey is supposed to be made with Australian bees, and it's supposed to be very good for immunity. So I bought Manuka honey and lemon, and I was making tea, and I was drinking probably a gallon of water every day. And when I tell you, nothing was working to get rid of the fever, the pain, the tiredness. I felt miserable, and nothing I was doing was working. My body had so many vitamins and minerals in it, you would think that I would have warded all of this off. But each day, I would feel okay. There were some days, by the time I got to the fourth day, I felt pretty good, actually. But then came the cough. I started coughing. It was a dry cough, nothing really in my lungs. And then I lost my sense of taste and smell. And that's when I knew for sure I had it. So I was miserable. I mostly slept. I mostly laid around. And when I wasn't doing that, I was taking hot baths with the Epsom salt. And when I wasn't doing that, I was drinking the hot tea mixture that I would make. And I was downing vitamins. And I just was not getting better. Horrible. I felt horrible. Then I did begin to get a little bit of congestion. So then I went and got Mucinex. Mucinex DM. Because it's a decongestant. And I bought a nasal decongestant, a Sudafed. I'm taking that plus everything I just named. I'm taking all of this around the clock. And I still wasn't getting better. And I was praying. Meanwhile, my family's all still sick. My dad's in the hospital. So I'm not knowing what's going on with them. But I knew I was feeling horrible. After a while, my dad got out the hospital. He made a full recovery. And when I tell you he made a full recovery, he got out the hospital after 4 days. On the fifth day, my dad was mowing the lawn. This is a man who had cancer, had underlying conditions, and everything else. My dad was mowing the lawn. He was so happy to be out of the hospital. He astonished the doctors and nurses who were thinking, what is going on with this man? My mom, she was feeling a little bit better, but she was still panting. She was having a hard time with the coughing and the breathing. And so did I. But I was happy that he was out of the hospital and he was feeling better. It kind of put me at ease. So when you have the coughing, or when I had the coughing, I could not breathe. You can't take a deep breath. And so when I would try to take a deep breath, it would start a coughing spasm. You just could not stop coughing. And the more I coughed, the less breath I had that I could take. So my breath was very shallow. I could barely breathe. It was the most miserable feeling I'd ever felt. You just cannot breathe. So I tried my very best not to cough. I would take spoons of just honey to kind of coat my throat and just horrible. Finally, I called. I didn't feel like getting dressed. I didn't feel like going out. I called Doctor on Demand, where I could see a doctor on my cell phone. And I convinced the doctor to give me what is called a Z-Pak. A Z-Pak is azithromycin. It's an antibiotic. I was told antibiotics don't work on viruses. I already knew that because I'd done the research. But I asked him, would he give it to me just in case I had bacteria, some type of bacterial infection as well? I convinced this doctor to give me a Z-Pak. When picked it up, he also gave me some cough pearls, bentonite or bentonate. Forgive me, I'll make sure I give you the correct name in case you need it, because it helped tremendously. It stopped the cough. By day two of that Z-Pak, I made almost a full recovery. I felt so much better. After almost 2 weeks of this, my fever finally broke. The fever, I believe, is what made me weak and tired, because when my fever broke, I felt great. I was able to get up and clean the house. I took a deep breath for the first time in 2 weeks. Still had a little bit of cough, but boy, I felt amazing. By day three and day four, it was gone. It was gone completely. I made a complete recovery. And took a deep breath. There was no more coughing, 3 days of no fever, and I was good to go. But I tell you what, it is quite a journey. It was quite a journey. Now, I don't know if all the vitamins and minerals I had taken before helped me with some of those. It could have been a lot worse. I could have been hospitalized and intubated, but I was already taking a lot of things. So I want to make sure I get this certain vitamin or the cough medicine that I took. Want to make sure I get that right. So I'm going to spell it. It's benzonatate, benzonatate. They're little pearls, and I tell you what, they did stop my cough, helped me to breathe. I got a humidifier I put in my room. That helped tremendously. I do a lot of the essential oils, so I would burn peppermint oil mixed with rosemary and lavender, and I would burn that throughout the house, burn those oils, and just felt really good in my lungs. And now it's been about a week and a half, and I feel fantastic. As a matter of fact, I just started my second movie. It felt fantastic, and I walked 3 miles this week, and I'm back, and I'm just so thankful. It ended up that my mom got it, my dad got it, my sister got it, my youngest son got it, and I got it. Everybody had different symptoms. My youngest son, he ended up just getting a sore throat. He was very tired, and he had a fever. His only lasted 3 days. He took colloidal silver, oil of oregano, Mucinex, and Tylenol. And in 3 days, he made a full recovery just taking that. My sister, she went through it a little bit better. She took everything I just named, and she recovered in about 5 days or so. She went back and was tested and ended up testing negative after 3 days of having no fever. After the course of medicine she took, after she felt better, she went back after 3 days, like I said, of no fever. She tested negative. My dad, of course, like I said, he had a little bit more rigorous treatment. He ended up having to go to the hospital, and they did quite a bit and actually had to give him plasma. But he made a full recovery. My mom, we thank God for her. They did put her on a steroid pack, and they gave her an antibiotic. But unfortunately, you all, just 3 days ago, my mother had a stroke. She had a stroke. We don't know what happened, but I thank God my dad was there. She started losing balance. I think her left side, she couldn't pick anything up. She couldn't walk. They got her to the hospital in time to give her clot busters. And she was in the hospital for 2 days with coronavirus, you all. She tested positive, of course, because she still had it. She had coronavirus and had a stroke. I am so happy to report that the clot busters dissolved the clot. She was already on the mend from the coronavirus. She'd already taken a round of antibiotics, but we think it may either be the steroid pack that they gave her, because those packs do have a complication of stroke. That's like the number one, interaction they say that comes with that is stroke. It could have been that. It could have been the coronavirus. We don't know, but we are so thankful. My mom is out of the hospital. She called the other day, did a FaceTime with us. She's able to breathe, no fever, no coronavirus, and she has recovered from her stroke. You all, these are the things we did, but the number one thing I can attribute to everything is God. Now, whether you believe or not, it is your opinion. I definitely do not push religion or anything on anyone else, but I can tell you for sure, I am a believer. My family, I come from a family of believers. We believe in the power of Jesus Christ, and we cover each other in the blood of Jesus. We are prayerful. And so, yes, the medicine, absolutely. But I thank God for his healing power and his deliverance and his wholeness and his completeness in our lives. And so I just wanted to share a little bit because I know people are hungry for information. They want to know, especially when you get it, what can be expected. These are some of the things that could be expected when you contract coronavirus. Some people have less symptoms. We've lost a lot of people. Some people have more and have to be intubated, and it's worse. But at whatever stage you are in, if you are a believer, trust in God, pray. I know that you do. I know those who are believers, they do. And we've lost some believers. We've lost people who don't believe. We've lost people. And so we keep them uplifted before God. But I tell you what, I'm still here. My family's still here, alive. And we don't take that lightly. I take that very seriously that I am alive today. And my job, I believe, is to stand in the gap for others. When I pray for the world. I pray for each person who's experiencing illness, who's experienced loss, financial burden, lost jobs, can't pay their bills. I pray daily. I have specific people I pray for, and then I just go through and try to name people who are going through domestic violence, children and women and men being abused, people who are homeless. Oh, I pray for hours. I stand in the gap for you because I love you. I stand in the gap for people that I know don't love me back. Yeah, racism is going on too. Boy, this has been some year. We got coronavirus. We got racism. It's a political year. Just a lot of stuff going on. And you know what? God has commanded me to love people. He didn't ask me what race they were. He was not concerned that they may not like me back. He wasn't concerned that they may hate my guts. And he wasn't concerned with any of that. God said to love. He has commanded me to love people and pray for people. And so, yes, I stand in the gap for everyone because I love people, because God loved me and he gave me an opportunity. And I'm going to use that opportunity to pray for the world. Hopefully they find a cure and this can cease and we can get back to some type of normalcy. But one thing is for sure. Is if we do not, and God calls me home, and I'm no longer here, you can rest assured that I am happily, happily in the arms of Jesus Christ. And I can smile knowing that I had a great life here on earth, and I've got a great life waiting for me in heaven. Now, of course, I want to be here. I got so much to do. I'm in movies. I have speaking engagements. I'm a prayer warrior. I'm a kingdom builder. I'm excited about those things. Yes, my son, he'll be getting married soon. I want to see my grandchildren someday. But I want to let you know that there's not a moment that goes by that I don't pray for you all and love you all deeply. Hope you all are doing the same. If you're not a believer and you just believe in a higher power or whatever it is you believe in, stand fast. Love. There's no more time for hate. When death comes, it doesn't care what race you are. It doesn't care what family you came from. None of that. It just comes for you. How did you live your life while you were here? I know how I did. Wasn't always this way. I wasn't always a great person. I was a downright horrible person. But thank God for his grace because he loved me anyway. Wow, how can I not serve him after that? So I just send this encouragement. Wear your masks. Oh, people don't want to wear it. I understand. It's hard to breathe in that thing. Feel like your rights have been taken away. Protect others. Protect yourself. You may not have anything. You don't know what someone else has. And trust me, you don't want this. And you don't want your children to have it. You don't want your family to have it. It is deadly. It is killing people. Thank God I recovered. But I tell you what, I prayed because I really thought I was going to die. That's how bad I felt. I felt like I was going to die. So take your precautions. Love each other. This is my season 3, so I hope to, now that I'm back in the swing of things, hope to have some great guests coming up for you. But if not, me and you will chat. You'll hear what's on Cortina Jackson's mind. Thank you all for your support. Make sure you follow me at www.cortinajackson.com. Got some great movies coming up. I'm currently filming a movie called God's Tired. I just finished filming a movie called Dry Places. In September, I'm going to be filming a movie called Stop Playing with God. I am in a series called La La Reparish. We will be doing a movie called Separated after that. I'm going to stop there. I promise you, I've got about 5 or 6 movies I've not even mentioned yet. So follow me on IMDb for those upcoming movies, my website. Join me on Facebook at Cortina Jackson, Instagram at Miss Tina _ the writer, MISS Tina _ the writer, Twitter at Tina the writer, and LinkedIn, you can find me under Cortina Jackson. Again, I love you all. Stay blessed, stay encouraged, love each other, and love God. All right, you all have a wonderful day, and we'll see you real, real soon. Love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Have a great one.